This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Explained. I'm your host Kirtana Tiwari and I'm back with Shraddha Sharma today to talk about what a lockdown is and what the do's and don'ts of a lockdown are. Hi and welcome to the show, Shraddha.
Hi, Kirtana.
Shraddha, let's begin with what a lockdown is. Can you explain and what are the do's and don'ts that mainly we need to be following?
So, Kirtana, it's an important question because as per international reports, India has taken the biggest and the most severe action to stop the spread of the coronavirus at this stage. As we knew that we were in stage 2, while some of the reports suggested that we are almost in stage 3 or we have just entered stage 3. So at this point, we have taken a very important step. But are we overreacting? Not at all. It was very necessary where 1.3 billion people will stay inside their homes for 3 weeks, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his address that every state, every district, every lane and every village will be under a lockdown. And we saw this coming because every time there was one announcement, it has been steadily growing more stringent and more strict. Because he clearly said that if you can't handle these 21 days, this country and your family will go back 21 years. And it is very true, but he in his address did not make it clear, and later he had to tweet and a press release also came from the Home Ministry what he meant by a complete lockdown. Basically, how people would get food, water and other necessities in this lockdown, it's still a little unclear and advisories will come. But this is done in order to maintain, you know, a safe distance and actually implement social distancing to break the cycle of this contagious epidemic. But the Home Ministry in the statement said that food shops, banks, gas stations and some other essential services will continue to be open and they will be exempt from the lockdown. But even before he spoke, there was a lot of confusion and there was a lot of panic buying seen outside grocery shops. There were never ending queues and, you know, police officers have aggressively shut down some food stores despite, you know, government making it clear that these needs to remain open. And also we saw a lot of, Twitter videos coming out where, you know, delivery of essential commodities by e-commerce platforms was stopped. And later, you know, a clarification came that after better communication with the law enforcement of the area, they were allowed. We also saw a report of a journalist getting beaten up in Hyderabad, although it was made clear that journalists who are covering the epidemic and they need to do their work, they will be allowed to work, although they have to take all the necessary precautions. But what led to this confusion is basically the interchangeable use of the term curfew and lockdown, which can actually sometimes become a little misleading. But let me tell you what this lockdown means. Basically, states are issuing their own guidelines in terms of this stringent lockdown because state governments have used two things. First, the Epidemic Diseases Act of 1897, which give them power to, you know, take necessary actions and maintain regulations to stop the spread of the virus. And they also are using Section 144. It comes from the Criminal Procedure Code that imposes restrictions. So basically, not everything is shut. In terms of legality, it is not same as a curfew, but you can't shut everything down in terms of essentials. And that's what the government has said. So emergency services and grocery stores, ATMs, pharmacies will remain open. The previous, you know, curfew that the Prime Minister spoke about, that the Janta curfew on March 22nd, it was more voluntary and it was less stringent. But curfew, on the other hand, it has a legal term. It uses Section 144 and the order comes from the executive magistrate in terms of a written order to restrict movement. But under a lockdown, people are required to, you know, be inside and only go out if it is very essential in terms of, you know, getting commodities or visit the hospital or you know, groceries and all of that. But, you know, different state governments have given out different advisories in terms of how many people can go out at once. Of course, crowding is not allowed. And a lot of advisories came in terms of if you are taking a taxi, only two more people apart from the driver can be in a taxi. But if it's a private car, not more than two people will be in a private car, or, you know, three. So it really depends on what the state advisory says. But in India, the restrictions on movement and services are being enforced more strictly by the state government after the advisory came from the center, after the PM's address. Of course, the experts have said that restricting movement and social distancing is very necessary at this point to stop the transmission, because there are fears around the population of the country and, of course, the density and the healthcare system of the country, in case a lot of pressure builds up because of the population of the country to cure a lot of people. So at this point, it was really necessary. But the state government has also, you know, invoked Section 2 of the Epidemic Act and now has the power to take special measures that they are taking by prescribing these regulations that are, you know, somewhere even more stringent than the other. But the term lockdown isn't a legal term and it is not same as a curfew, but it is being strictly implemented, which is required, where all non-essential travel has been prohibited, businesses, non-essential category have been restricted, you know, and factories and offices are shut down, offices, government offices are running on bare minimum. And of course, the major idea of this complete lockdown is to stop crowding and ensure social distancing. And since you asked about the do's and don'ts, if you'll ask me, can I go, you know, outside, run in the park? No, in case if it's a personal park and it's the neighboring park when there's nobody, you could if it's a society park, but not a public park, and not more than two people. In terms of having a house party or, you know, calling friends over, no, this is not the idea of social distancing. If you have to go get, you know, something essential like milk or a very essential food commodity, you might go get it. But if you have to, you know, just if you feel like a cake and you want something missing from your cake, no, the idea is you do not go out. The idea of essential needs to be understood here, and also it's state-wise. In some states you can order a food delivery and get food delivered. In some states you cannot. In some places, similar to how the trains, the domestic flight travel, buses have been shut down, they have also shut down Ola and Ubers in terms of public taxis. But in some states, there is a little levy in terms of going out for essential things in taxis. So you really have to see what measures your state and advisories your state have put out. Your private vehicles are allowed, but only for essential services. You will be asked at checkpoints, because I took the last flight home when before there was a domestic fly ban, and I was asked and I had to explain, I had to show them the tickets, and of course I was reprimanded for taking a flight at this time, but I took all the necessary precautions. So you will be asked if they think it is not worth going out, they will send you back or they will not let you go. How they implement that is really very state specific. So you can expect the, you know, ATMs and petrol pumps and these essential things to be open in most of the parts. But you know, it's important that all the shops, schools, colleges remain shut. Municipal bodies with minimal staff will be functional, although, you know, production units for these essential commodities will also be functional. But in terms of any other offices and places of worships, sports, entertainment, cultural, anything else is banned. And in case there is a funeral, not more than 20 people will be permitted. But, you know, you need to speak with the local authorities to get permission for that.
Also, can you give us an update on what the public transport situation would be like?
So Kirtan, as I said, all transport services, that includes air, rail, roadways, will remain suspended, because even the seals of different states and districts have been closed down. You might not even take a private car and go unless you have a permit from the authorities, or you have an essential thing that you are going for. And in case the authorities allow you at the checkpoint, looking at your reason, then you might be allowed in certain cases, but mostly it's all shut down. There'll be no buses, no rail, roadways for general public to maintain social distancing. But in terms of Ola and Uber and other taxi services, it is very state specific. Most of the states have suspended all sorts of public travel through these taxis as well. But some of the states are allowing it for specific reasons. But as I said, you will be stopped at the checkpoint to ask by the police, and it is really being implemented differently in different states.
Right. And while we are all staying at home, we may need some maybe essential things, or, we may need some food. So do you think home delivery services like Swiggy and Amazon will be available?
So Kirtana, again, it is very state specific. So news came from Chennai, where they have completely banned all cooked food delivery by any, online food aggregator like Zomato or Swiggy. But they are allowing e-groceries to be delivered by these platforms. In terms of, some of the states are still allowing, but it is advised that, you do not have any contact with the delivery person and ask the person to actually leave the groceries outside. But also, Kirtana, talking about this, we'll have to check how many restaurants are actually open, because most of the delivery places are actually shut because the workers and the cooks are staying back home, and it is also advised to not overcrowd any place. So you'll have to check. In some of the places it might be open, but it really depends on if the police of that state is allowing by checking a valid ID, and some of the states have completely banned that as well.
Finally, Shraddha, can you talk about whether the lockdown will actually work for us? And while the entire world is talking about flattening the curve, will it actually work in India, and has it been announced at the right time?
So will the lockdown work, Kirtana? I really hope so, because we saw in China, after the cases peaked in the Hubei province, which was the epicenter of the very epidemic, after the outbreak started, the halt was actually after a complete close down of shops, and except for the essentials like food and medicines. But in most of the areas, residents were even forced to stay back at home, and it was unprecedented lockdown of millions of people. Italy and Spain have been in an intense nationwide lockdown as well. But the problem with these countries were, the lockdown came in later, when they were already in stage 3, like we saw with Italy, and there were already a lot of deaths that the country was reporting per day, and the number of new cases which actually went out of hand after a point in time, and it'll take them longer time to actually flatten the curve. So we really hope, Kirtana, that it works, because that's the only way to mitigate and suppress the epidemic. And as per the World Economic Forum as well, a lot of countries have implemented certain degrees of lockdown, in terms of shutting down the restaurants, bars and schools and colleges where people crowd, because this respiratory illness has no cure or vaccine as of now. Social distancing is pretty much the only way available to individuals to stay happy and healthy, and to break the chain of this highly contagious virus by stopping the transmission. But if this lockdown will work, it'll depend on how well it is implemented, how well people become part of the advisory to implement it. Because to remain in their homes, how possible is it, and how well it is implemented by the people is really important. I really urge them to strictly be at home, because
The goal is to stop the reproduction of the virus by infecting more people, because people might not die of the virus. You might not die of the virus itself, but the problem is it builds pressure on the healthcare system of the country. And if you have only, suppose, 10 ventilators for 10,000 people, some people will die because of the lack of resources at that time, and they'll be avoidable deaths. But this is what happens when, you know, the pandemic or the epidemic of a particular area reaches to a point when there is a lot of pressure being built on the healthcare system of the country. But also, of course, there were fears around India as well because of the population and density, as I said. But we have put down this complete lockdown at a point when there is still hope, and we can only hope that it works, because the idea behind lockdown is to strictly implement social distancing. But we still have to see what happens to these areas where people are living in cramped spaces with a lot of other people. So we really have to see and hope that the community transfer doesn't happen and we stop it at this point.
Thanks, Shraddha, for all that important information. With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Explained. If you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. You can also catch us on our Twitter handle @moneycontrolcom. And for more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.